This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. States with the fewest female state legislators in 2016 were Wyoming, South Carolina, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Utah, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Billionaire former mayor of New York City and former Republican Michael Bloomberg has said he will endorse Hillary Clinton. Lawsuit in Texas is forcing the state to stop blocking the issuance of birth certificates to children born in the state to parents who are undocumented. In 2015, Pew Research found that 51% of millennials identify as Democrats or lean Democratic, compared with only 35% for Republicans. 40% of millennials are people of color and immigrants. Illinois' governor vetoed legislation that would have raised home health care aide pay to $15 an hour and provided more training for health care workers and child care workers. PFCs used to fight fires on military bases have now been identified by the Defense Department as possibly contaminating as many as 2,000 sites. The EPA has taken the first steps to promulgating a rule to regulate emissions from airplanes that contribute to climate change. Virginia Supreme Court voids the governor's executive order giving voting rights to all ex-felons, saying he would have to do so on a case-by-case basis. The governor now says he plans to individually sign 206,000 voting restoration orders, including 13,000 for those who've already registered to vote. A country ban on Russia from the Olympics for state-sponsored doping has been diluted to a case-by-case ban for individual athletes from that country. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has an online complaint portal on its website. 930,000 consumer complaints have been filed on a range of issues from bank accounts to mortgages to payday loans. When a complaint is filed, CFPB forwards it to the company, which has 15 days to respond, which they claim 97% do. The man suspected of killing 19 people at a center for the disabled in Japan later told authorities all the handicapped should disappear. It was the worst mass killing in Japan since World War II. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and the Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.